Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Hey guys, welcome back. Hey, I know a lot of you had a fantastic week. You know how I know? Because I've been reading the comments on our private Facebook page for members, and also I've been reading all of your emails as of Julie. And I have to say, guys, thank you for sharing with us the success you're experiencing from what you're learning from this podcast and existing coaching members. Thank you for sharing your success stories. Guys, most of them, if they're not too personal, and I'd say 90% of them, you guys wouldn't want us to share. We are going to share with listeners. We're going to share with everyone because your success motivates other people to experience success. That is your goal. That is your job. Remember, the core principle of anybody who has their head screwed on straight and who's being successful long-term, ever-increasing success, is doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it, but also knowing that your highest and truest purpose on this planet is to be of service to other people. Some of you, that doesn't resonate. I know you, it's conflicting. You don't get it. But the more success and money you experience, the more you'll understand that there's a direct correlation between the folks that you're helping at a high level and the life experience that you're actually, you know, granting yourself or giving yourself or allowing yourself, and that for your family as well. So I want you guys to be always sharing your success with other people. Share us your testimonials, even the smallest little bit of aha. Send it to us. Write it down. Send us a video. Everything and anything that we can do to help motivate other people, help us to do it. Okay, guys? That is our mission on this planet. And speaking of which, Julie, welcome to today's radio show. And you have a fantastic email that we just received this morning to read.
Yes, I do. And then I have a little mini Facebook shout-out after that, so don't let me forget. Okay, so this is from Tanya Wohleb, W-O-H-L-E-B, somewhere right around here, Central Texas, area code 512, kind of the Austin-ish area. Tanya writes, "Hi, Tim and Julie. I wanted to say hello and thank you. I signed up as a Premier member only a week or so ago and have picked up so many things. I'm eager to move forward. Thanks so much today. Today I had a call from SmartZip. While I didn't need much of what they need, I was almost lured into them by having, them just give me a list of areas where they predict sellers to be. In this area, it's a challenge to get listings. I said, call me back Friday, and after I thought about it and talked to my husband. When he called today, it was very easy for me to say, no, thank you, I have a coach right now, and I'm following their systems, end of call, and no regrets. So, nice job not being lured into spending that money. And she goes on to say, I've been in business for almost 12 years. I've recently joined my company and feel like I have great resources, and it's my time. Coming out of some tough times personally and professionally, I feel like I'm rebuilding. Your podcasts are helping with my structure, my time management, and motivation so far. Working on officing now at home, having business plans. Lots of leads from company and past clients to follow up on. I'm working on listening to your prospecting mastery, but still I'm not even sure where to start on the plan. So which action plan would be best, or should I just keep following up on leads, doing my business, and working your systems to set up fast? I love this program and looking forward to a high level of success this year. And Tanya, I probably will talk to you on my Premier coaching call, which is right after this radio show, but if not, I will be getting back with you specifically about your question on which plan to implement. And of course, always lead follow-up. Yes.
Okay, so Julie Harris is not remembering that we have actually upgraded our entire customer service department. So Tanya and everyone else, Julie is doing her daily coaching calls, her daily one-on-one coaching calls with the Premier coaching members every day of the week at 12:30 Central Time. And Thursday is focused on basically those of you who are wanting to learn short sales, BPOs, and REOs, and that's with Coach Rochelle. So listen, every single day at 12:30 Central Time. Yes, I know most of you do not know your time zone. And the truth is, guys,
it happens right after the radio. That's the way to remember it.
There you go. That makes it easy. Well, Julie, most of these guys listen to it in replay. They don't listen live. So
well, that's true.
Yes.
That's true.
Just to make you all feel better, I don't really know my time zones either. Julie has them all memorized. But I have 4 clocks on my wall, atomic clocks to know what time zone I'm calling someone in. So, guys, here's what matters. Show up to Julie's calls. If you ever need help in the middle, in between, anytime, we have literally live answer customer service that will help you out from 7 a.m. East Coast to 1 a.m. West Coast. That's essentially the entire day. You guys can reach them. They're always on live chat during those hours. And you can also call. But 99% of your questions are going to be easily resolved from live chat. Now, here's a little, I don't think it's a secret, but it's a fact. We've also been, we spent a gob of money and a ton of time, and we've put everything that, for example, Tanya's questions, which plan should I start, you know, getting started, all those types of questions you guys ask. Go to Tim and Julie, this is for coaching members. Actually, this could actually work for everyone, not just a coaching member. Go to timandjulieharris.com. Now, Tanya is a member, so she's going to go and she's going to put in her question. Where do I get started? What's plan, you know, whatever question she has, she's going to put it in the knowledge base. She'll, you know, click the chat icon, lower right part of the screen. Up will pop this little box. Fill in the box what you're looking for. The box will give you all your possible answers. And if you're a registered member, there'll be a link at the bottom to the actual content inside Harris Learning. If you're not a member, you can just read the answer, and you're not going to obviously have access to the plans and the everything else. That's just for registered members. But registered members, please remember, 7 a.m. East Coast to 1 a.m. West Coast, you can get your questions answered. And then always show up to Julie's daily one-on-one coaching calls. The way we were doing the one-on-one coaching calls for Premier Coaching members before wasn't good enough because we wanted you guys to have quicker access to the information. We want you guys to always know that we have your backs. So that's the reason we've enhanced this service. Yeah, I know some of you, I've received emails from you guys. You guys are like, wow, I can't, you know, it sounds like I'm like, you know, preaching from the wrong side of the temple here, but the reality of it is that this is really, frankly, it's my dream. It's Julie and I's dream. We've always wanted to have a coaching business that was able to essentially work 24 hours a day, provide the information to you when you needed it. Look, you guys might be dealing with someone on the clear on the other side of the planet. I don't know. And you have a question. You shouldn't have to wait till normal business hours or wait till your coach's call or your coaching call that particular week or a month, whatever. So now you have access to that information 24 hours a day. Please use it. Take advantage of it. Don't ever feel like you're lacking for motivation. You can go and listen to our podcast anytime. So here's the bottom line, guys. You need to have the guts to say no to these guys that are calling you and trying to sell you leads. We've been working on a big research project for all of you to validate, completely prove those of you who are analytical or skeptical about the fact that the lead buying days and the, you know, essentially lead buying and lead selling has been a bubble. And we're going to have a very special guest on. I think he's scheduled actually for my birthday, March 9th. And we're going to be talking about all this just the bottom line facts. But I'm going to give you guys a little interesting little fact to start with. So there are going to be, let's say, 5.5 million homes sold in the United States. There are estimates, and we're validating this information now, that for there's well over 100 million leads that are being sold. So I want you to think about that. 5.5 million home sales per year, and there's well over 100 million, approaching 200 million leads that are being sold to real estate agents. Are you guys understanding what I'm saying? What is that ratio? It's ridiculous. 20 to 1 or no, it's not that bad, but it's pretty bad. So the fact is it's buying leads doesn't work anymore. It's sort of marginally worked. But here's the paradigm a lot of you guys are stuck in, and I completely understand. You are addicted to buying leads. You're scared of what happens if you stop doing it. Look, guys, I totally understand. You're fearful that if you stop doing it, what are you going to do to create that maybe occasional lead? And you're also fearful of stop buying leads because it worked in the past. And, yes, you're correct. It worked in the past. Okay, there's a couple things for you. When the going gets tough, the smart leave, and there's a difference between quitting and quitting when you're ahead. So those are two little sayings that I've written down that I always remember. What it does is it prevents me or it helps me to not become complacent in my beliefs or the actions that we're taking to help you guys. So if just because it worked in the past, you can pretty much assume it won't work now. There's essentially the bottom line. It's become oversaturated. There's dozens, if not hundreds, of companies that are selling you guys leads. All right, now I'm going to tell you a true funny story. Julie, did you tell me this, or did I have a coaching client tell me this, about the fact that a guy was a Zillow subscriber and then had a company calling him up trying to sell him the exact leads he was buying from Zillow? Did you tell me that? Or is
yeah.
That-
Yeah. Okay. So two circumstances, one with Zillow and one with a reload company. But yeah, he's like, I already know who this is. Go ahead.
Yeah. So guys, here's what happened. This is what's happening. There was a coaching client, and this is happening to a lot of you, but if you're new in the business or newish in the business, you don't know this is happening. So this person was a Zillow subscriber, and they were buying leads. And you guys know that Zillow is not just selling the leads to you guys. They're selling it to, you know, a whole bunch of other agents. Well, it turns out that there was another one of these companies that was selling leads. And what they were doing is they were subscribing to Zillow, and they were taking the leads from Zillow that they were getting as if they were an agent. And then they were then trying to sell those leads to agents. Do you guys understand? You understand the insanity of what I just told you? That's what's happening. That space is going to pop. And here's what this is the reason I care about this for all of you. Because if you are coming into the business, if you've only been in the business the past 10 years, you don't understand that that is an insane way of building a business. You can't build a business on bot leads. You used to. That's the truth. And by used to, I mean probably maybe 12 to 15 years ago, Realtor.com started doing it. Then there was just maybe two or three companies, and it actually worked. When Julie and I sold real estate back in the 90s into the early 2000s, we were buying leads from a couple of companies because there were only a couple to buy them from, and it worked. But it took them both less than a year to become oversaturated, and the lead quality went to crap. Here's the challenge. Here's the problem. Here's my fear for you. If you do not know how to self-generate leads and your only experience is buying leads, your experience buying leads is getting worse and worse by the day. You're spending more money. You know the quality is going down. But because you don't know what else to do to generate leads, you're stuck in this paradigm. You keep on throwing money at it, hoping and praying it's going to start working again. It won't. You need to accept it. You need to accept the fact that things have changed and learn a way to generate business that makes it so you're never dependent on anybody else trying to sell you leads. Be like Tanya. Be like so many of our other clients where you don't just say no when those people call. You guys can tell I just edited myself. You say, hell no, and you hang up the phone. I'm not buying leads. I am going to create my own business. That is the strength that all of you must experience if you want to really, truly have a long-term, ever-increasing, you know, successfully, you know, profitable real estate practice. Otherwise, just buy leads, you know? if you're not interested, if you're not serious about your business, just buy leads. So that show is coming up on March 9th. I've already started doing research on it. I'll sprinkle some more facts with stuff I'm learning, validating with you guys over the next couple weeks. And remember, guys, you know, it's interesting. It's not just Julie and I that are saying this, though I realize Julie and I had been the only ones saying it for the last few years. But now Keller Williams is saying it. You know, Gary Keller did some research on this as well. And there's a lot of other people that are realizing that that is an absolute futile way to try to build your business. Right? So don't look, guys, have your minds open to the fact that you don't have to be dependent on people selling you leads. Break free of that, and then don't be fearful. Understand that what you can replace the buying leads with is, frankly, going to be way more profitable. And I hate using the word easy, but once you get it, it's far easier than you think. As a coaching member, we teach you it's over 50 different ways to generate business, and at least half of which don't cost you a nickel to do. You do have to do the work. You are going to have to do actual work. You're not just going to wait around for the phone to ring or an email to come in. So you're going to have to learn some skills. I know some of you have been avoiding that. Stop avoiding it. Stop avoiding it. The profit you want. The reason you got into the real estate business is on the other side of the acceptance that, you know, you guys got to learn to do what you don't want to do and you don't want to do it at the highest level. So if there's ever anything we can do for you, the easiest way for you to get started and essentially turn a lot of your thinking around, your businesses around, is just go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. And, Julie, you're about to get to our next point about perfect prospecting environment. So, guys, when you go there, you're going to get 6 free books. The most important, I think, right now for a lot of you is the Real Estate Treasure Map, and it is going to help you to create a business plan. And a real one, not just like one of these little one-pagers that a lot of you guys have done that, you know, frankly, you just complete and then you forget about. And when you are, when you get the books, you're also entitled to a coaching call with one of our new member coaches. And that new member coach is going to help you get started on the treasure map. We have closed the loop for you. Not only are we showing you the path up the mountain, but we're actually assigning a Sherpa to help you get there. Guys, come on. Take advantage of this. freecoachingcallsforagents.com, or if you're on our main site, which a lot of you are listening to the show right now, just fill out the little box at the bottom underneath the player button, and then you're off to the races. Julie, you've got one more comment, and then let's get to our next point.
Yes, I do. I love this picture on our Facebook page for our private members by Terry Galladay. And Terry has, what I have to say, absolutely been 100% coachable, and I can already see he's being profitable. On his wall, and I can't even see everything because this picture isn't blown up enough for me to see exactly, but obviously he has a center of influence calendar. He has his wipe-off boards, visual accountability, set up exactly the way we coach. He's got a few things that I can tell are printed from our website, probably scripts right behind his computer. He's got a stand-up computer. He's got his schedule posted. He's got his spokes in the wheel for him personally posted. He's got his goals. He's got his list of things to do, and he has at least three places in his office posted, "My product is profit." So go, Terry. Great example, and thanks so much for posting that so our other members can see what a fully functional office looks like. So I couldn't resist but recognizing
Hoorah,
Terry for doing
Terry,
such a killer job.
Product.
Yeah.
Yes,
go ahead.
That's right. Hoorah, Terry, your product is profit. I love that. Great. That's one of our favorite sayings. Julie, let's jump right back in and get to our next point.
Okay, perfect. So we're talking about your actual prospecting environment, and Terry's picture on Facebook is a good example of this. So point number six, if you missed the first five, check out yesterday's podcast replay. So point number six, listing inventory, your whiteboard goal with blank spots for your future listings to be filled in. If you've got to have 10 listings at all times and you've got four, well, you've got six blank spots. That tells you exactly how you should be spending your time today. Point number seven, Mojo dialer ready. Now, we talk about Mojo sells as an expired phone number provider primarily, but we also like Mojo because they have a speed dialer that you can use in many different ways, not just for expireds, but also you can load up, let's say you've got 100 past clients and all of their phone numbers, you can load that list into Mojo dialer, and instead of doing the normal drill, dial, dial, voicemail, dial, dial, nobody's home, Mojo will actually find who's home, they'll answer, and you'll be much more efficient. So that's one of the reasons why we like Mojo Sells so much. You can use it a lot of different ways, but mainly it's an efficiency tool. I believe they also provide for sale by owner phone numbers, so no excuses there. Anything you'd like to comment further on Mojo, Tim? We talk about them a lot.
I'm not sure
they always know what we mean.
Vulcan 7, Mojo Sells. Basically, guys, they'll go and they'll do the homework for you. They'll find, this is a common question, they'll find phone numbers for you. Actually, Julie, can you write that down? We need to put that in the FAQ, right?
Yes.
In the Zendesk, right? Okay.
Yep,
where can I find phone numbers for expireds and for sale by owners? Sorry, guys.
Yep.
Hearing a little housekeeping. Yeah, so Julie, the answer is there's a lot of services that work. They work differing depending on your area. We have no financial interest whatsoever in any company that you guys use, but don't use lack of phone numbers as your excuse. So Mojo Sells, Vulcan 7, there's FSBO for sale by owner services you could also use, which we call unrepresented owners. So guys, there's lots of services out there. Do not waste your time trying to find phone numbers, trying to find status updates to the listings. The services like Mojo and Vulcan 7, and yes, guys, I mean Vulcan 7 as in like, Star Trek Vulcan 7, they will literally go in and they'll go in your MLS, they search to see what's been relisted, they find out all the listing history, they'll get the phone number if there's a phone number, they search like 10 different databases where phone numbers exist. By the way, if you guys find that you get a lead from Vulcan, unexpired for example, and there's no phone number, go to LinkedIn, and you'll usually find someone's cell phone number in LinkedIn, because oddly enough, most everyone puts their cell phone number on LinkedIn, so there's a little inside information for you. And if you cannot find a phone number and it's a cherry expired, you get off your butt, or if you're using a stand-up desk like we ask you to, you walk away from your stand-up desk, you walk down the street or get into your car, and you go knock on the door. When do you knock on the door? Let's use some common sense, when they're most likely to be home. That would be the evenings, or our prime time to prospect is Saturday mornings. Everyone's home Saturday morning. So one of those two times, or, obviously if you're working the phones first thing in the morning, is the best. So there it is. No excuses. Julie, next point.
Next point is to simply have, point number eight, your past client and center of influence database ready. Why is that? Because through our coaching, we've always prescribed that your past client center of influence database be one of your prominent, if not the prominent, spokes in your lead generation wheel. So one of the easy exercises that we teach you in coaching is to take the total number of people on your list. You divide it first by 20 working days. That's a month worth of work. And that'll give you a number. It's either going to be a number you can handle calling per day or not. For some of you, it's like three calls per day. You ought to be able to handle it, maybe five. If the number's like 15 or 20 because you've got a really long list, you've been in business a long time, and that's just inconceivable and unrealistic to call that many people, the idea being that whatever that number is, if you were to do that number of people every day, you'd call your entire list every 30 days. Well, if it's too big, then you just divide it by 40 working days. Then you get through your list every 2 months. You can divide it by 60 working days, which is about as far out as I would push it, and then you're calling your list every quarter, minimum standard. Now, again, Mojo Dialer can help you be more efficient at this. You're never going to make 100% contact. Not everybody's going to be home. Some people never answer their phone. They're always sending to voicemail. But you've got to have this past client database at the ready for that reason, prospecting and going after that spoke. And secondly, because don't forget, those of you who are in low inventory markets, what did we teach you in the 13 different ways to create inventory when you don't think there is any because you're only using your MLS? Your past client database is your shadow inventory. Maybe you are talking to one of your buyers who you haven't found anything for. Look back through your past client list. Maybe somebody you already sold 6 years ago has the very house that matches that buyer's criteria. It is your own shadow inventory. So point number nine, obviously in your office, your prospecting environment, have your MLS available to look things up. But, of course, that's not good enough anymore. You also need to be able to get to your Zillow easy and free filters to see the Zillow Make Me Move people, the for sale by owners. We talked a little bit yesterday, Tim, about, well, I was going to say we talked a little bit about having two screens, maybe a laptop and a desktop, or two desktops while you're standing up on your desk, one for having your scripts and, you know, actually talking with people and staying focused, and the other one where you're able to look stuff up so that you're not, you know, getting distracted traveling around too many screens. But go ahead.
All right, so two screens maybe, but really, guys, if you go to Zillow, and we show you how to use this on a the Premier Coaching members, you know this. It's a little something we've been sharing with all of you guys like past 5 or 6 years. The Make Me Moves sometimes can be gold as far as listing leads. So go in there and look. Also, depending on your market, you might actually want to also go after the for rent by owners. I mean, guys, look, there's at least 25 people, sources of folks you guys can chase that's not going to require you to spend any money. We're not going to do all those, you know, sources right now on this call, but there's no shortage of it. There's no limitation of it. You know, there's Zillow and there's also other services. See, we like Zillow for their free information, don't get me wrong, and they have a lot of good information. They've paid billions of dollars or millions of dollars for their data, so let's use their data since it's free. But they also have pre-foreclosures listed. They also have foreclosures listed. They also have all this information. So you guys can go into Zillow and play around with the filters, and you can actually see, you know, how many people are basically defaulting, how many foreclosures are going on, how many make me moves, which are basically, you know, closet FSBOs, all kinds of things. So, yeah, there's no limit to the number of people that have their hands up in the air right now in your marketplace telling you that they need to sell their house. Buying leads is insane. Do it yourself. Next point, Julie.
All right, exactly. Next point is number 10, motivational quotes, music that you like, hand weights, stair stepper, whatever it takes to keep your energy and enthusiasm high. Have a powerful affirmation posted. I always recommend that you consider Napoleon Hill's affirmation that we have in the back of the treasure map. So I've essentially already done this for you. You just have to post it in your office. So surround yourself by things that inspire you so that you will keep moving the ball forward so that when you have, you know, maybe you've got an inspection that goes sideways or an appraisal that comes in bad, and you don't just throw your hands up in the air and ruin your day over it, you look right up at your whiteboard that says, you know what, maybe this one's going to stick, maybe it's not, but I've got three more listings to get to my 10 that I'm supposed to have at all times. I better get cracking. Maybe you look at your inspirational affirmation from Napoleon Hill that states how much money you're going to have and by when, and that the result of your hard, great work is profit. You've got to keep yourself visually surrounded by things that keep you motivated. And that's why a couple of podcasts ago we were talking about when in doubt, throw it out. And I had at least a couple people post on Facebook their before and after pictures, right? So I love that. I want to see it with the goat paths and the Hoarders Weekly, you know, coming to visit you. And then the after pictures where it looks more like Terry Galladay's office and it's all cleaned up, spick and span, your wipe-off boards are on the wall, you've got your affirmations. I love seeing those before and after pictures. Those are awesome. But it should look like the office of someone who is making the income that you stated on your treasure map, not the office of somebody's hobby business in their basement that, you know, who knows what else is going on around the corner, right? So make sure you're surrounded by motivational quotes. Turn on music that you like. Turn on the podcast in the background. We can be your co-pilot through the day. Nothing wrong with that. I know some of you do that. And so here's the secret. The goal is setting appointments, not just making contact. Some of you get stuck in contactitis. Well, I made 50 contacts. Oh, here I am at my desk again. I've got to make some contact today. Try using a 15-minute power prospect concept, right? And, Tim, you mentioned in chat creating leads, right? So
right.
What
don't
is
create
your focus?
Leads, guys.
Yeah.
Don't create
it's appointment.
Leads. A lot of you guys are calling these folks, and I role play with you. I hear what you're saying, and you're not actually setting an appointment. And here's what happens, and you guys have experienced this. This is a little coaching for you. When you're not following a script – when you're not following a pre-qualification script, you're not following a system, you guys will find yourself gathering a ton of leads. And I'm going to just be very clear about this. Real estate leads, any leads, no value. Pre-qualified lead, value. So if you find yourself gathering a bunch of leads, it's because you don't have the skill set yet to actually set appointments. And you're backing off because you don't know what to say, because you're living in fear of what they're going to say if you try to close the appointment. You're worried about losing the lead. Hey, guys, we've done this. We've been here. We've coached you guys around these fears. The only way for you to work your way around that is just to read a script. Now, look, we are not memorization script, you know, fiends. We don't believe in that. But we do want you to look at the script, any of our scripts, as your conversational outline, your conversational roadmap. So use the script. Notice how the questions are written in a certain order. And then you can personalize it. I have no problem with that whatsoever, as long as you ask the questions. You guys, look, I get it. You know, Julia and I are from Ohio. We've lived in different states, and now we live in Texas. You're not going to deliver a script in Texas the same way you are, for example, in Southern California. I mean, in Texas, you're going to say, y'all. And, you know, in California, you're going to say,
barbecue.
Dude. That's right. You're going to talk about barbecue. You're going to say, when someone's a jerk, you're not going to call them a jerk. Like, if you're in New York and someone's an ass, you're going to call them an ass. When you're in Texas or anywhere in the South, when someone's an ass, you're going to say, bless their heart. Okay? Guys, I get it. So you can change the scripts, internalize the scripts, first of all, then post the scripts in your perfect prospecting environment, and then absolutely positively just got to follow them. You know, the further you get away from the script, the less effective you're going to be, and the less effective you are, the less money you're going to make, the fewer people you're going to help. And if you don't have the money you want, it's because you're standing in your own way of embracing the fact that there's a direct correlation between the money you have or don't have and the number of people you're helping helping accomplish their goals. That's it. Guys, look, I know societally right now a lot of people are screwed up in their heads about money. Money is something evil. Money is something you take from somebody else. People who are rich have somehow taken it from people who aren't. All this other crap. Let's forget about all that. Here's your simple formula. The number of people you help accomplish their goals. In other words, you have to have the skill set to be able to help a lot of other people accomplish their goals. You deliver service to other people at a high level. I can't think of any other way to say it. And then you will find the world is beating a path to your door. When you become the best version of you as a salesperson, that's what you are, selling real estate, that's what you do, then you are going to never have to worry about lack. You're going to be covered and surrounded, and abundance is going to chase you. That's it. That's the formula. Don't be jealous of somebody else. Don't be envious. Don't talk crap about them when they're successful. It's because somebody was willing to pay them for what they had in their heads, the service they were willing to offer. That's it. That's the formula. Some people have, you know, advantages over other people, but who cares? Look, guys, Julie and I came from absolutely nothing. There's nothing in our background that's going to lead you to believe that we'd be where we are today. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you a fact. We didn't come from real estate families. We didn't come from dynasties. We didn't come from millionaires. We didn't come from anything like that. What we did is we basically just every single day, and I think you guys can hear it in our voices. We're in our mid-40s. We've been in this business for 2 decades. We every day try to get better at what we do. Coaching you guys is what our passion and our focus has been. Now, look, that's not confused passion. You don't have to have passion to be successful, just to be clear about that. But we really do, and I think you guys can feel it, absolutely love the success that you guys are experiencing, because it helps us feel like we're living to our mission, which is being of service to other people. You see, that's how simple it is. It doesn't have to be more complicated than that. So stop putting barriers in your head and your actions between you and the folks that you want to help. The more folks you help, the more money you're going to make. There's nothing wrong with that. That's all money is. It's just basically a way to show that you're in it, you're helping other people. That's it. Long-term, ever-increasing success, guys, comes from doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it. That's a simple truism that can never be negated, can't be argued with. Is a simple fact of nature. It's a law, if you want to call it that way. Call it that. And as such, embrace it. Don't fight it. Work it. Work the system, guys. Use the Premier Coaching Program. Follow the scripts. I want you to personalize the scripts. I want you to internalize the scripts. And then embrace, welcome enthusiastically the success that comes to you. Don't fight it. When you guys change the scripts, when you change the system, when you don't follow the pre-listing pack, when you don't essentially use the information that so many of you guys are paying for at the highest level, you are going to experience hardship. It's going to be confusing. You're going to say, why isn't this working? And then you're going to talk to, you know, one of our coaches, and they're going to say, well, are you following the pre-listing pack? And you're going to say, no, I changed it. Well, then, you see? So, look, you guys can modify, personalize after you've internalized. We don't believe in memorize, but internalize. Get it? So if you need us for anything, Tim at timandjulieharris.com or Julie at timandjulieharris.com. Those of you guys who are listening live right now, remember, Julie's Premier Coaching one-on-one call begins now. So make sure you call in. You have to log into the website to get the dial-in information, and then Julie is waiting for you. She's there to answer all of your questions one-on-one, just you and Julie. If you guys need us for anything, it's Tim at timandjulieharris.com or Julie at timandjulieharris.com. Have a fantastic day. Make sure of all the interviews we've ever done, my favorite was the one we did the other day, Jeb Blunt. Go back and listen to that one if you guys haven't heard it yet. He was the author of Amazon's number one bestseller, Fanatical Prospecting. It's on timandjulieharris.com, so go listen to it. Have a fantastic day. Oh, and buy Jeb's book. Have a great day.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.